We are all so marvelously distinguished from each other. And these distinctions are fantastically complex. When we look out and see the pine needles on the trees, we say, well, they're not really very different from each other. They're all pretty much the same. I wouldn't know one from another if I really looked at them. They're all alike. And I suppose if somebody comes from Mars and looks at human beings and hasn't seen human beings before, they're all exactly the same. Same in way when Japanese people saw Westerners for the first time, they all looked the same. They all had red hair and long noses. Consequently, when we for the first time look at Oriental peoples or Negro peoples, we say, oh, they're all the same. I can't tell one from another. But you look deeply and you get used to them and they all start getting different. So with the pine needles. So you see, in that way, we are involved in being human. And therefore, we all look incredibly different from each other. We all feel very different. And we accentuate this difference by having hate for each other or love for each other. And so it all grows, the element of differentiation becomes more and more and more and more emphasized. And that's scary, because we think, I'll lose me, I'll lose what I love, or I'll be overcome by the enemy, by the different, the other thing. And you see, that's because we are at a point in the development of consciousness where we are at the extreme moment of differentiation. When you think, when I die, there will only exist what is other than me. Isn't that spooky? In other words, the here will disappear and the there will remain. Or if I go completely insane, I will be possessed by something completely alien. If you've ever been close to going insane, to feel the real horrors of this thing coming over you, where you have no control of it, and it's going to take you absolutely out of your mind. You're going to go into a state of mind where everything is unfamiliar. In a threatening way, do you know how that can be? Imagine, for example, a perfectly weird smell. It doesn't remind you of anything. It isn't a good smell, it isn't a bad smell. It's utterly unclassifiable. And it spooks you. So strange. But imagine if everything became like that. Suddenly everything in front of your eyes became unspeakably strange and odd. And you feel, ooh, stay away from me, see? Well, that's very like some of the ways one goes into insanity. And, but you see, it's the what is taking over is the principle of strangeness as distinct from the principle of the familiar. The other. So what if everything became strange? Or other? Or nothing? I was nobody home, you see? So these threats lie in the game of playing that the two sides of the world, the black and the white, the I and the thou, the subject and the object, don't go together.